What's good, people? How are you doing? Welcome back to the Musidio Show. I know it's been a minute, and yeah, I have to apologize because I know I said I'll be churning out more episodes back to back, even, but you know what it is, life has to happen. So things are going great, though. Things are going great, no problem. I hope they're going good for you as well. As an avid listener, thank you so much for, you know, always tuning in. Always a pleasure talking to you guys. Well, not really talking. It's not a conversation. Just telling you part of my story. So today, we're actually going to talk about something that happened to me some time back. And this is the scariest conversation I've ever had. Well, so how did this conversation start, you may ask? Happened to be at one of my local drinking spots. So you know how you're just chilling by yourself before your friends come through? And I was there earlier because I just happened to be close by. So I was like, yo, cool. Let me pop in. I'll just chill for you guys. Whenever you're like ready to come through, just holler. I'll be here. So I sit down, you know, order my beer, chill. So the fact that I have dreads, it always happens that someone will always think I have either a matchbox or like a lighter on me. So it so happened there was this random lady who I've never seen before. So she's like, yo, she walks up to me, she's like, with a cigarette in her hand. She's like, yo, can you help me with the light? I'm like, sadly, I don't have a light. Yeah, so sorry. She's like, what? A whole rasta doesn't have a light? I'm like, yeah, it happens. I actually do not smoke. She's like, even weed. I actually don't smoke weed either. She's like, what? Then I just tell her, like, yo, listen, my dreadlocks are actually for aesthetic looks only. It doesn't mean I'm a Rastafari, so I just don't. Oh, she's still flabbergasted, but she did go get a light from some other people. She was alone. I was alone at the moment. So she just decided to come sit next to me. And we just had conversation out of nowhere. And we ended up, like, she was actually a very good conversationalist. And it just went on and on, back and forth. So my friends were taking too long to come. And I didn't mind her company. She was okay. So we sat down. I mean, we were still in the middle of a conversation. Then this is when she just decides, like, to tell me a bunch of stuff which I was not prepared for. So, this lady, for the life of mine, I can't remember her name. I'm not quite good with getting people's names, mostly if it's the first time that I meet them. Because you know how you do this thing where you are just courteous. So you're like, oh, my name is blah, blah, blah. And they share the name as well. But in a few seconds, you probably get to forget the name. So that happened. So like I said, this was crazy what she told me. So she just goes on this thing where she's like, yo, by the way, what do you do for work? And then I'm like, I've done voiceovers, and currently me and my friend have a partnership for a company that we're working on for digital marketing. She's like, oh, that's cool. That's very cool. So what does it entail? So we go into like bare details. I ask her what she does for a living. Then she just asked me, like, do you want the real version or should I lie? I'm like, I don't know, whatever makes you comfortable. But don't feel pressured to tell me anything, though. We're both strangers, so you don't have to feel pressured. She's like, you seem cool, so I'll just tell you the truth. So I get girls to work for me. I'm like, oh, so you mean like they do housework or something like that? She's like, no. I actually get girls to go and entertain other people. So I was like, how do you mind if you just expound? Because I don't really get what you mean. I was like, dude, I just go out there, get girls. I can always tell the ones who look a bit downtrodden or desperate. And I have a large clientele who need entertainment in the clubs, in the bars, pubs, brothels. Yeah, so I get to convince them and, you know, convince them to get extra money or to basically get money because people are desperate out here. So, yo, this whole time, I'm trying to act like this is something I know about or I'm cool about. Because basically what she's trying to tell me is she's a fucking human trafficker. And I'm sitting there and have to put like a straight face. So what happens? I actually do, because this, I really want to hear like what, how she goes about it. So she actually breaks it down, because I was like, oh, cool. So how do you get to do it? So she tells me, because we have this pretty famous bus stop in Nairobi. It's like a major one. And we actually just call it BS, because it's bus station. So we just call it BS in short. So she, her thing is, she normally goes there, looks for like any lady who looks, you know, kind of confused. Probably it's her first time in Nairobi and she just came on her own accord looking for work. She did not mention anything about age appropriation. Like, oh, she doesn't care about that. All she cares about is getting someone who looks pretty much, who fits the type. And I asked her what type this is. Like, first of all, she has to look desperate for money. Second of all, she has to look like she's just coming into Nairobi. Third of all, I'll try to get to look at her shape and whatnot and see if this one will fetch me like good money or not. So what she does, she will hang around that area, the bus stop, and wait till late hours. She'll pretty much scout the area, see like, yo, that one looks like a potential. Scout her for a while. Not just only one lady, just a bunch of them. If she's lucky on that particular day, for my part, if they are unlucky. So she'll scout this ladies, see the ones who look desperate, and then at that point, go over, strike a conversation. Once she strikes a conversation, she'll try like get her something to eat, just give her like random stories, you know, at least for her to drop her guard. So once you've eaten, once you see someone cares about you, you definitely drop your guard. After this, she's like, yo, so where are you planning to go and how are you going and how comes you're alone? It's already late. I'm thinking we should go to my place. You can use my phone to call whoever you want to call, or probably, you know, like charge your phone or sleep over or just something. I don't know. However she'd convince them, because she didn't give me some of the nitty-gritties. She just told me like the overall basics of how she'd do this and just to get them to go without, kind of trust her. And she had very like kind eyes, big ones, but kind eyes. So I'd see why it actually works. I think this is something she's done for a while. So she's actually very, very good at it. So she would make sure she leaves that lady at that time and go with her and make sure she's very comfortable and has everything that she needs, and slowly by slowly gain her trust to a point where she can now be like, yo, so you know the thing is this. We're staying here together for the time being, but I can get you some work. And the work is this and this and that. So if it's the whole, like, you know, turning tricks for money or joining a brothel, whatever it is, she'll just, like, be outward with it. And this is after someone will feel guilty for staying with her in the same house for a while. Because, you know, you definitely will feel guilty. This person has hosted you, feeds you, you're using the water, electricity, you know, all the amenities. And all she's asking for is something like, and she's actually giving you more work. I mean, sorry, not more work. She's actually giving you work to do, a way to make money. You'd be convinced and be like, yeah, definitely, I'm down for it. Some of them are totally oblivious. Some of them are okay with it because, like I said, first things first, she has to look for someone desperate. So some of them will just be open to whatever it is that, you know, they'll get to probably feed their child or take the child through school or even make some money for them to pursue, like, the career or whatever it is. So apparently it works. So this time I'm definitely locked in. This shit sounds crazy. So I just have a bunch of questions to ask, but I'm not sure which ones are appropriate enough for her to keep going. So I just go on a tangent. I'm like, so where do you take them? She's like, I have a few friends, like I said, who have bars, pubs, you know, strip clubs here and there. Cause these are the kind of chicks they want to hire. Minimum rates for pay that they'll ask for. They'll definitely get like accommodation, which means they don't need to even use transport. And since they are not from the city, because that's normally who they go for. Since they're not from the city, then it's easier enough for us, like, you know, not necessarily like hold them hostage, but pretty much have them at the beckoning at any time, because they pretty much try for people who don't have either concerned relatives or that many relatives in the city, so that they can have cheap labor. You see what I'm like, where she was going with this. And she told me, like, initially she went to an Arab country. She actually showed me pictures. She's been to like Arab countries and she's been to Europe as well. So if, and I watched this documentary about what some of this Kenyan women go through when they go to like Europe, let's say Germany or this other kind of countries. So they'll get the papers from some agency. When they get the things just flip, and what happens, all the papers are taken away. They're told, oh, this and this place is where you're gonna stay. Whatever job they applied for is not the one that they go to do. So they're told, for us to get you here, it took us a lot of money, like, let's say $400,000 or let's say 100,000 euros. So now you actually owe us money. So what you're going to do, you're going to have to go out there and get this money so that you get your papers back. And it's not a guarantee that you'll get your papers back. Prostitution in most of those countries, as in this country, is illegal. So you'll have to go to the streets, the back streets, to do your prostitution for you to get the money to pay them back. And it's not guaranteed that you might just get arrested, get deported. Of which deportation is a bit harder because you don't have papers. And if you can't claim asylum, it's quite difficult, because once you're busted doing something illegal, then claiming asylum is hard. So she actually went through that. She owed the agency people money and she had to do whatever she had to do to like pay them back. The only thing that flabbergasted me, big words, about her is the fact that she went through it and it was so humiliating, dehumanizing and all that, but she still chooses to actually take other people through it. I don't know if it's one of those things where it's the only kind of thing, you know. So even when the tables are turned or you are able to get yourself out of such a situation, that's all you know. So you just end up being the kind of villain that you never thought you might be. I have no idea. So she told me, well, she was like in those two continents, she has like contacts. And if these chicks are willing to make more money, she's able to like fly them out, and so that they can get, you know, she can. Take them through whatever process she went through as well, and that means she gets a bigger cut if they go outside the country, because they end up being like pretty much modern slaves, man, for these people out there, and she gets a big cut. this whole time I'm just looking at her face like, yo, you're also a woman. Like, I thought you probably want to, like, do something to empower this women, you know, because you know how shitty things can get. Yo, some of these women die out there. Some of them just, they get lost. They get bundled up in some places and never come back home. And the sex trafficked, like, from country to country to country. They fall under the arms of the law, and they're also, like, taken through prison systems, deported with nothing to their name, probably catch diseases and all that kind of stuff. So it's, your shit was very scary, to be honest. And I just asked her, like, if she feels any kind of way about it. Does she feel remorseful or anything? She doesn't. She actually doesn't feel shit for this woman. Yo, that just, my heart just, it just sank, man. I'm just thinking, you're there trying to make life better for yourself. Like I said, some of them are really, like, most of them are desperate to the point that they'll do anything. But I don't think there's anyone who wishes to be locked up in a cell which is not in your country, and you probably don't even speak the language, and there's no one else to bail you out. Your family doesn't know where you are. If you have kids, if they happen not to see you for a bunch of years, if so, that's, yo, that's crazy. And the look in her eyes, she really does not care. She's in it for the money, in it to win it. And I ask her, like, how much money does she make from, let's say, like, a single girl that she traffics. She didn't specify, because all that she said was, it depends on the clientele. And the clientele are just, you know, because definitely something that's done, it's not legal, so you can actually try to figure out what kind of clientele she has. Yeah, so at this rate, I was getting scared of this woman, because I was like, I've never seen her. This story is wild as fuck. So, what to do, you know? What the fuck? What can I even say at this rate? So, good thing, in like a few minutes, my friends, they walked in and were able to just, you know, like, part ways. I was like, yo, they're my friends. Cool. Let me go sit with them. Remember, I'd still, like, I had space, but since I sat with her, it was easier for me to, like, just leave her there and just go and join my friends. So I couldn't tell them the story, like, immediately, because she was just right there. And I don't, because, you know, telling the story and having no evidence, you can't be like, yo, there she is, let's take a picture of her and take, nah, you basically can't do shit. All you just have is her story. So once I left and joined my friends, she didn't stay long, because she also had, like, a beer and a cigarette. And we're drinking the same time. So by the time I left the table, she didn't take too long. I looked back and she was gone. And that was very sad for me, because I was like, there's nothing at all I can do. Have I ever seen her again? No. Do I think I'll ever see her again? I have no idea. If I do, I will definitely remember that face. Because, man, that's, like I said, that's the craziest and scariest thing someone has ever, like, told me face to face. Oh, man, it was too crazy. Yo, my takeaway from that was, it's really scary how nowadays you find it so hard to trust people. And sometimes you do trust someone, and they end up like fucking you over, you know. And it's crazy, because times are desperate right now, and people are looking for any way to sustain their lives by any means. So you end up finding someone like this who just messes up your life, and you end up being in a shit, I don't even know what to call it. Like a fucking rabbit hole of just piles and piles of dung. So that's, man, it's crazy. Try be safe out there. Don't be too trusting. Yeah, I know. The more we become capitalistic, the colder people get. So try to protect your neck at all times, man. Yo, that's been the episode. I really don't have much to say about this, because, like I said, it was a while back. It was pretty much beginning of last year. So you could understand why I was, like, it even took me this long to, like, tell this story. Because at some point, I just put it at the back of my mind. But anyway, yo, that's been the episode. Sorry for taking too long to come up with another one. But yeah, it just came up to me and I was like, yo, I really have to share this. So, hey, stay safe, protect your people, and listen, no matter how things are bad, don't be desperate to a point where you do anything just to get your money. Please, 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 take care of yourself. It's been real. The Musidio Show. I'm out. Peace.